On the Strip, North is the new South. Long dominated by old-school casinos, multi-billion dollar resorts that were victims of the recession and such, new gamblers are betting big bucks on the old Sahara. The new SLS Las Vegas, on the site of the old Sahara, opened Friday to rave reviews and large crowds. The cost, $415 million. The hotel's a sister property to owner SBE Entertainment's SLS South Beach and SLS Beverly Hills. Two other big projects are slated to begin work in the next couple of years. But is this truly the rebirth of the north end of the Strip, or will SLS Las Vegas struggle to attract tourists eager to try a new experience? Well, we'll talk about that now with KNPR producer Chris Cerruti, who joins us. Chris, welcome back to the program.
Thank you.
All right, you were there.
I was there.
You hobnobbed opening weekend. What were your impressions of the new SLS?
My opening impressions were it's a completely new, modern design. But throughout the property, they've kept their paying homage to the old Sahara. When you walk in and you check in behind you, you see little photos of the Sahara and the Rat Pack as you're checking into the new hotel. Bazaar Meats, which is Jose Andreas's restaurant there. Next to it, they have the Bazaar Casino, and on the floor, they have the old carpeting from the Sahara, where you have the cards and the old Sahara logo. So they've done a really interesting job of incorporating the old with the new.
Now, this hotel's not as big as some of the mega resorts a little bit south of it, but what's the competition? Is it competing with the big luxury hotels like Wynn and the Venetian?
I don't think so. I think it's competing more with maybe the Cosmopolitan. It's sort of in that vein. It's bringing in unique restaurants. It has a smaller gambling footprint. And I talked to Sam Nazarian, and he was confident that the 66,000 square feet and the way it is located now and laid out will generate a third of its profits, like projected. We'll see. I mean, that's Cosmopolitan. When they opened almost four years ago now, we're confident, but they've been tweaking their gaming ever since. So we'll see. But I think that's what it is. I mean, you have unique restaurants, you have unique shops, and just it's not the traditional casino resort.
So in not being a traditional casino and resort, restaurants and nightclubs have become the dominant thing for a lot of Strip resorts. What did you see at SLS in dining and dancing?
What they did there was I met Joe Asher, the CEO of William Hill, and they sort of incorporated the burger restaurant with the sports book. So it's now like this big sports bar. And I asked him, I said, you know, is this going to be the new trend at the William Hill Sportsbooks if this works? And, you know, he gave me this look and he said, you know, if it does, and we expect it to, you're going to see us do more of this integration of making it like a sports-themed restaurant.
Now, this is still in an area that's kind of worn pretty badly around the edges in recent years, decades. How much can one new hotel do to kind of liven up the north end of the Strip?
People I talked to there, a lot of them were tourists that wanted to stop by and see it and said, you know, well, next time we're coming here, we're going to come and try it out. You don't hear that from people who go into other properties down there. So I think it does have a chance to sort of regenerate that area and be the leader. But you're going to have Genting coming in a couple of years, but it's Asian-themed project down the street. You have Crown Resorts buying the lot across the Wynn. So over the next probably 5 to 10 years, you'll see a complete redevelopment of the area. So you know, I think it will create its own niche because it is trying to attract locals.
Chris Cerruti is a producer for KNPR State of Nevada and visited the SLS, the new resort that opened on the old Sahara Hotel site on Saturday. Chris, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.